Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because, man, are we all in the same boat right now? Doesn't matter what kind of business you're in, but lot to cover today. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. And let's get right into it. Think about this, guys. I have all these different news sources that I gather from, and the restaurant industry is something I follow quite closely because so many restaurants are going out of business and having a difficult time. Then when you talk about independent restaurants are, you know, a single location or a place that is not affiliated with a chain or a franchise or anything like that. And in the month of September, we just got the numbers for rent, and well over 40% of the businesses that are independent restaurants did not pay their rent and are delinquent right now. Now, this is crazy because we heard this about regular businesses right now, and this is not going in the right direction. This is very, very difficult. But here's the thing about this. Think about what I'm about to say. This is great news because when you compare it to regular businesses, 48% of the average businesses did not pay their rent last month and are currently delinquent right now. Hello. You know what's funny? I asked a question and the same response was given to me. Six different people wrote me back, put comments in the videos as well. And I said, what business is doing well right now? And the answer, independent therapist right now. So psychologist, therapist, counselor, whatever you want to call it, people that are dealing with people's mental health right now, because everybody's having a difficult time right now. These people are thriving right now. And I wrote every one of them back that I could and said, hey, I really, you know, what you do is really good. Dr. Marvin's a psychologist and has written books and everything like that. And that is thriving. And Dr. Marvin, when he wrote me, he said, damn, my business has changed so much because now I can do therapy via telehealth, you know, Zoom, basically. So the idea with this is that that's thriving right now because people are like, whoa, 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 I'm having a really difficult time. My marriage is crumbling. My health is crumbling. And they're having a difficult time. But then when you hear about this, you hear about businesses not paying their rent, guys, this is like really a big deal. When you think of the places you go into on a weekly basis, whether you're going to a nail salon, you're going to get, you know, pick up something from a store, you're going to get a sandwich, anything, the odds are that half of these people are not paying their rent. Now, here's the thing. We want to congratulate the people in Texas because, hey, listen, they've really turned it around and only 36% of the people in Texas are delinquent on their rent. Wild. Read these articles below. Then when you go to Washington State, they dropped it down to 32%. So they're doing really good. The best state right now has it at just under 30% right now, delinquency. It is crazy, guys. It's absolutely crazy. But we're supposed to sit around and you're supposed to believe how great the economy is right now. And we all know that people are having a real difficult time. When you see all these businesses shutter and close, it is because of the difficulty that they're having on a daily basis. Now, a few things. Gas prices are being suppressed right now, and this infuriated me. And they say that you're going to see gas prices right after the election shoot up, and governors of different states, guess which ones they are keeping the price down until the day after the election. Isn't that horrible? So everything's good, guys. There's nothing to worry about. You have no complaints. Come on, okay? So international paper, Dave sent me this one, is cutting 650 jobs. And in the Memphis area, it's gonna be 400 people are gonna lose their job. So what, people are not buying books, magazines, paper from international paper anymore? No, they're not. No one's purchasing anything right now, guys. No, we don't need supplies. We don't need anything. We don't need to print that magazine anymore. That's what you're experiencing right now on a regular basis. But everything is good and there's nothing that you have to worry about. You know, Boeing is having difficulty. And talking to, you know, a financier last night about, you know, the story, what I showed the article about the $35 billion in funding, Boeing's going to start selling assets off, different divisions, to raise money to try to stay alive. Now remember, 2 weeks ago, I did an article, will Boeing go out of business? And people lost their minds. Oh, damn, they got government contracts. They cannot pay their bills, guys. You're going to see dozens of companies get affected by this if this thing goes another month, where you're going to see people lose, companies are going to close, people are going to lose their jobs. Welcome to the holidays, guys. That's what's going to happen. But now Boeing's selling off assets. You know, it's just maddening. Stanley Druckenmiller is somebody that we've talked about quite a bit. He's a financier. And Stanley's talking about how he does not believe that interest rates are going to be cut. He believes in the bond market, that it's going to, you're going to see interest rates go up. And he's betting against bonds right now. So people are like, wow, that's crazy. The world wants interest rates to go down right now. The world believes that if Donald Trump gets elected, that you're going to see lower interest rates over somebody else, okay? Just that simple. But what does Stanley Druckenmiller know? Read the article below, because it's kind of wild when you think about this, and you think about, are you going to see, you know, this shift in real estate loans going down? They're not. Everybody I've talked to is shocked at how bad it is. And what else? How about this? United States Postal Carriers, they just settled a new, started a new contract. And part of the union for this, and this, I was like, I had to read it twice because I couldn't believe it. Part of their new union deal for trucks is that the trucks are going to have air conditioning. You mean to tell me that these people drive around for 8 hours a day delivering the mail and they don't have air conditioning in those cars? Now, understand this. Have you ever been in a Jeep, how hot it is? Oh my God. I want you to think about this. Remember the old postal Jeeps that looked like an army Jeep, but it was just a Jeep and they'd slide the door open, they have small roots, and they were kind of tiny? My ex-wife and I lived in a condo, and this was in the early 90s, and a woman that was a female postal carrier ran over a fire hydrant. The most wild thing. The Jeep started to fill up with water, so what did everybody do? Pushed it off the fire hydrant. The fire hydrant shot up in the air and, like out of a movie, landed the spout of water, hundreds of thousands of gallons, was going into a chimney and flooded a house. And this house, now this was before you had a cell phone camera, we're looking through the window, calling the cops, calling the fire department, and there is water filling up inside the house. It was 3 feet. And, you know, crazy. Absolutely nuts that this happened. But that car, I mean, just an old crappy Jeep. It didn't have air conditioning. It blows me away now that I think about this, that you're seeing more and more of these things that are posted. So anyways, getting off topic, to say the least. But what do you guys think about this? Are you shocked that so many people are not paying their rent right now? Because I'm just blown away by that right now. I want to remind you guys that we have a private channel where you can see more content that you can see than you can see here, and it's called I Allegedly Live. You can go to iallegedly.tv to sign up for it and check it out today. I love putting the extra content on there every day. Think about this, guys. Black Friday, we've talked about, and how people don't have any money and how people need to understand that it's going to be a bleak season. When does Black Friday start? Well, it's the day after Thanksgiving Day. No. Black Friday for Best Buy starts on November 8th right now. I'm like, wow, that is crazy. So November 8th, you can go and you can start buying things from on Black Friday. But you can go online on the Best Buy website and see everything that's for sale right now and get a deal on it. Wow, that's crazy. Absolutely crazy. So next thing is Walmart. Walmart already has its Black Friday deals out there. You can go take advantage of it today. So once again, guys, because of the desperation, because people don't have any money, Walmart's announcing all these sales. There is no date. There is no sale date anymore. Remember when you had, basically it was about 10 years ago, you had these stores that went out and said, hey, we're going to open on Thanksgiving, and people were appalled. It was terrible. And then you'd have companies like REI that would say, you know what, we're going to give our employees the day off. They're not going to come in on Thanksgiving. And they got good press out of that and was on the news and things like that. But then flash forward and, you know, you don't have a date where all of a sudden things become on sale. It's Black Friday today. It might as well be Black Friday in July for all this. So, walking away from the leaf blower, douche. Anyways, there are no deals anymore. The deals are perpetual. Go ahead and save. Amazon, you know, every time you look up, it seems like Amazon's opening up a new grocery store. Amazon Fresh, Whole Foods, whatever. Now they're going to have Amazon Grocery. And this is going to be a store, a smaller store, kind of like a 3,000 square foot store that's going to have about 4,500 items and grab-and-go sushi, grab-and-go already prepared sandwiches, things like that. Would you shop there? Is that a big deal for you? But again, they opened the first one outside of Chicago, and they're making a big deal out of this because is this the way of the future? I'm telling you, I just, Amazon, when you think about all this right now, it's too much right now, because when you hear that people aren't paying their bills, Amazon could go invent anything and start anything. And you want to compete against that? Be nuts. Funky geese, goose, gossage. Anyways, you know what I mean? Anyways, just really upset about this stuff right now. Today's really got under my skin, but anyways, let me know what you think about this, okay? One thing that Bob Kudla has said over and over to us is that you're going to see a lost decade when it comes to the stock market, that business is going to be flat. Well, you know who said this now? Read the article below. Goldman Sachs has said the days and the years of 13% growth in your portfolio are over with. That you're going to see 3% if you're lucky and you do things right, which means you'd have to do things right. I talked about Boeing earlier, but think about this. Great article out of the Wall Street Journal talking about how Intel, the chip maker, and Boeing are having such difficult times right now. It's un-American. Intel got rid of their dividend, and Boeing is having serious financial difficulty. And again, will they survive this with all the investigations, with all the litigation? Don't forget, they're getting sued by people that died, by people that got injured, by people that were traumatized forever by having the door get sucked out of their plane. And by the way, if you ever fly and you don't wear your seatbelt all the time, there's reason enough to wear your seatbelt all the time. Final thing with this little segment was I had a great article sent to me about a guy that owns a treehouse. And I hate Airbnbs. I'd rather stay at a hotel when I travel. I do that just because they clean the room and they do things and I don't have to worry about it. Well, this guy has a treehouse and he says, I don't need to work anymore because I have my treehouse booked in advance for 6 months in advance. And I'm thinking, well, what's he make a year doing that? And he makes about $30,000. Well, if you're retired and you made an extra $30,000 a year, that's a lot of money. But I started looking into these crazy Airbnbs and I found another story below where people have like, you know, wilderness trails, and they built, you know, a treehouse type setup that's in the middle of nowhere, and they're getting as much as $1,500 a day. One woman's $1,580 a day. I was like, well, that's real money. But again, the cleanup, the deposits, everything like that. If you're into that, go live in a treehouse. You know, I had a couple when I was a kid, and my mom would let us go spend the night out there and stuff. It was great. But again, you know, now it's funny. I've had people send me stories where somebody wants to put a treehouse in their backyard and the building department shows up. Hey, we need to see how you guys did this. The stuff that we did when we were kids. Hammer the nail. Use the wood to hammer the nail. It was great. But anyways, share your thoughts if you did this. And would you stay in one of these crazy places? Let us know. Let everybody know. Just a short video this morning. Think about this, guys. The famed actor Al Pacino. Scarface, Michael Corleone from Godfather, Scent of a Woman, everything he's done, okay? He had a business advisor that spent money like it was going out of style. His monthly expenses grew to the point that he was spending well over $300,000 a month. Okay, let's do the math on that. He would spend $400,000 on landscaping his house and didn't know that that's, you know, what was being spent. All these different expenses. His financial advisor took his family to Europe and did things like this. And then all of a sudden he woke up in 2011 and realized he was dead broke. Dead broke. So had to go start making movies. Made that horrible Adam Sandler movie, Jack and Jill, where he did the fake Dunkin' Donuts commercial. But talked about how he started to have to make money again and work again. Now think about that. This is what blew me away. He did online movies like for HBO where he paid the one guy that killed the woman in his house. Can't think of it. Wallace Sound. Anyways, Phil Spector. Paid the Phil Spector character. $10 million they paid him for that. And this is what got him out of debt. And then The Irishman, when he did The Irishman in 2019, that paid him $20 million. So absolutely crazy, guys, that you have people doing this stuff, getting paid, can't live. Imagine if you had $1 million, $3 million. You know, a few weeks ago, I talked about the percentages of people that had $1 million or more, and people were surprised it was a 28%. How about the people that have $4 million or more? Because that's the magic number now. If you have $4 million, you can live the rest of your life without a care in the world, unless you spend like frickin' Al Pacino. But with that being said, the number, $4 million, 3% of the population have $4 million. Isn't that crazy? I was blown away by that one. Let's see. Final thing, we're talking about health and people getting themselves healthy. Over 60, the idea is to look younger, be younger, and take better care of yourself. This is the truth. People that are fit, people eat right. They don't smoke, they don't drink excessively. I had a fitness coach I talked to a few weeks back, and he's like, I'm like, so do you, you know, I'm asking him his questions. Do you stay away from alcohol? Well, I drink on the weekends, Dan, but I don't drink during the week, and I increase my water consumption. I try to double my water consumption on alcohol days. And I'm like, wow, but they all do the same thing. Everybody that's fit, that looks good, exercises, walks around, you know, whether you're at a park like this, they walk on a regular basis, they take care of, they eat right, they don't do drugs, they don't smoke. But that's what you need to see more people do. So let me know what you think about all this stuff. You want to send me a story, it's hello@iallegedly.com. Write me if you want to. And onward and upward, guys. I'll see you very soon. And again, support your local small business right now, guys. Please. Okay? I'll see you soon.